97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for joining me today. My guest is Mr. David Grant, who is the manager of Sweet Jane's Bakery. David, thank you so much for coming to see me today.
Thank you for the invitation.
My pleasure. Let's jump right in. What is Sweet Jane's Bakery?
Well, we are a little-known, scratch-to-order bakery that supplies a lot of the coffee shops, restaurants, hotels, catering companies in the area.
So you go not just with mom and not just folks coming in for like a Starbucks, you do large scale baking.
This is correct.
All right.
This is correct.
Who's your primary audience?
Primarily the coffee shops, because they actually reach out and touch the community. And so that gives us most of our exposure, though we've been around for quite a number of years. So restaurant and hotel community know us very well.
Do you serve all of the Triangle or just specific parts of the Triangle?
We reach out from Hillsboro all the way out to Garner, Northern Raleigh. We cover all of Durham. In years past, and if we need to, we'll make it out to Wake Forest, Holly Springs.
That's huge!
We used to have a couple customers all the way down in Southern Pines.
Oh, my gosh. See, I've been to your stop. That's me saying stop.
No problem.
At 1459. I was about to say I've been to your location. And I want to say now I understand why you're more 1449, why you're more commercial than.
The thing is the original owners never wanted a storefront because they didn't want to have to deal with the public.
Ah, because you're pretty hidden back in there.
And so they never did that.
Okay.
And so it's only my friend, the one that was owning the company for the last 4 years, him and I had a vision of Sweet Jane's coffee shops.
David, I've been by your location, and now you've answered the question I had in my mind. Why is this place so hidden? How can they possibly have walk-up traffic? You're not geared at this point in the stores to give walk-up traffic. You cater to the bakeries, as you were saying, to the restaurants, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Are there any plans for you to ever change that model?
Well, in fact, recently, in this last year, that was part of our new business plan, our new business model. We envisioned Sweet Jane's coffee shops popping up across the triangle. And part of that part of our preliminary move in that direction is to then reach out and educate the community, let them know about Sweet Jane's Bakery. We call ourselves the best kept secret since 1988.
88. Yeah, I love
we've
it.
We've been around for a while. That's our little motto. And so we're trying to let everybody know that we're there, getting prepared to hopefully go in that direction and reach out to the community.
Well, to the audience, I'd like to say I've tasted the delightful, delectable desserts out of Sweet Jane's Bakery, and my goodness. And I even got it catered for some events that I've had, and folks just swoon. The food is so good. So what sets you apart, David, from other bakeries?
Well, as I said at the beginning, we are a scratch to order bakery. That means I truly do not want product to be sitting around in my freezer waiting for somebody to order. If somebody can give me 24 to 48 hours, hopefully I'll have time to create for them what they desire. I literally do not even resell our day olds. I give those away to friends, family, local ministries. I don't believe in even doing that. They're gifts to friends.
That is so nice. And I'm sure your friends appreciate it too because it's so good.
Yeah.
My goodness. So let's go through a regular order. Let's say that there is a restaurant or even a church that's going to have a huge event and they need to order lots and lots and lots of desserts, pies, scones, whatever, all the things you make. Would the process be they would phone you? Would they contact you via the internet and place a large order and then you would deliver it? They have to come pick it up.
The best way to contact us is either by telephone, leaving a voicemail at 919-544-1313, or contacting us the best way that you can have the best details and a paper record is by email at sweetjanesbakery@yahoo.com. There's no capitalization, no spaces, and no punctuation. That's probably your best bet because then you know what you've sent me in detail, and then I can reply appropriately.
Got it. Would you repeat that phone number one more time in case someone was scrambling for a pencil?
Yeah, that's 919-544-1313.
Got it. What are your responsibilities at the bakery, David?
Well, I'm the manager, and as such, I've got to take care of sales, take care of shipping and receiving, and I one of my talents is, and I still use, I'm the primary cake decorator. It's just something I enjoy, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
How does one become a cake decorator?
First off, you have to find a good teacher, and luckily enough, I did. The company was created by a woman named Jane. Jane Bobroff, and she met her husband at the Culinary Institute in New York, Frederick Bobroff. They became a team. They opened up Sweet Jane's Bakery, naming it after her. And about 15 years ago, they allowed me to come on board as an assistant manager. And she spent about 3 years. I was basically her apprentice. And then she retired from the company, letting me take over those responsibilities.
I see. So you're the go-to person then for Sweet Jane's Bakery because of that history and where they are now.
Absolutely. I'm now the face. They were the face, and now I've taken over that role.
How do you decide what kind of pastries to have on your list of offerings?
Well, for one thing, we've been around so long that we've had to stay loyal to the gourmet offering that we've had. But something we innovated about 4 years ago at the behest of a new owner that came on board were a whole line of country cakes. And I took it upon myself. I actually put a research and development bakery in my home. And I designed this line. And it actually is now a predominant amount of our business are these more of a Southern country appeal.
Southern country appeal. Yep. Can imagine. So how do you market? How do people know that you're out there?
Well, as I said, we're well known in the community as far as the restaurants and hotels and catering companies. But we are now advertising when we can in newspapers. We've done some things with your radio station before. We're trying to reach out to the community. We've got a website up. Maybe not fully functional, but that's why we encourage using the email.
And that email address is sweetjanesbakery@yahoo.com, correct?
That's correct. No punctuation, no capitalization, and no spaces.
Thank you. Thank you. David, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear some more about the bakery and what your plans are for the bakery. You mentioned that you want to have Sweet Jane's Bakeries all around the triangle, maybe even beyond. And just learn some more about Sweet Jane's Bakery. So let's stand by. You're listening to WCHL. This is Sharon Hill. My guest today is Mr. David Grant, manager of Sweet Jane's Bakery. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. David Grant, manager of Sweet Jane's Bakery. David, in our first segment, you were telling us how Sweet Jane's Bakery caters to, well, you cater, you do coffee shops, restaurants, hotels. Having tasted your wonderful baked goods, what if an individual wanted to order something from you? That's my first question. The next question is, how would they go about getting it? Would you deliver or would they have to come pick them up?
Well, by and large, that's one of the reasons why we created the website. But to be sure that our communications are clear and concise, I really encourage people to contact us by the email address. And if it's a smaller order, give us a call and leave the message on the answer machine. There really is not a minimum. I mean, you truly can just get a couple items, come by and pick up a couple items. We have some very loyal customers that do this from time to time, and it's great to interact with them. I'd appreciate it. We're in a secluded area, so the more visitors that are welcome.
David, you told me a delightful story about a woman who comes in. She has a pilgrimage to get a certain item from you. Why don't you share that story with our audience?
Well, this relationship started several years ago. We had a coffee shop we supplied. It was in the Chapel area. I won't name it. But they decided to move on and use a different company. Well, this lady was so disappointed. She then took it upon herself to find us. And she's been back regularly every 2 weeks ever since. And literally all she gets are 4 chocolate chip muffins.
Did you say this every week or?
Every 2 weeks.
Every two weeks. 4 chocolate chip muffins.
And it has to be ours. It has to be the same.
And she comes. That's her pilgrimage, as you said, to come get them. Oh,
absolutely.
My Lord.
Absolutely.
You know, when you think of baker's hours, you think of the wee hours of the morning, David. What are the hours for Sweet Jane's Bakery for baking, for preparing the foods?
For preparing the foods, well, we almost call this banker's hours compared to a lot of bakeries. We're generally in operation from about 6 a.m. to about 3 p.m. A little bit later during some of the busier season, the holidays, things of that nature. But generally speaking, we try to be open for the public through 3 o'clock every day.
So if someone wanted to come see you to pick up something, they should get there before 3 o'clock.
That's correct, except for Saturday and Sunday. We do close on all Sundays. And Saturday, we try to be there between 10 and 11 for public pickup.
Got it. In terms of the business, David, how has the economy affected Sweet Jane's Bakery?
Well, I can't lie. As everybody has had to downgrade and downsize, we've had to do the same. There's no doubt. We're operating with several employees less than just several years ago. But I do believe the prospects are great. The clientele has not gone away. They've just changed what they might want. You know, now the appeal may not be cakes. They may be a dozen cupcakes, a dozen cookies. People will always want their sweets. It's just, are you willing to figure out what sweets they want? And that's what we're always trying to do.
You mentioned people's tastes. A lot of folks are going sugar-free, are going gluten-free. How are you planning on those kind of tastes?
Well, those are the niche markets that we absolutely want to kind of start focusing on in the next several years, is really kind of specializing in a diabetic, no-sugar type of desserts. Gluten-free, it seems like that is a very, very big market right now. And so these are areas that we really want to focus in the next upcoming years.
Do you have a quality assurance department, I say with air quotes, to say, try this sugar-free cookie or try this gluten-free cupcake to see if it really is appealing and folks like it and might want to buy it? How do you test your stuff?
How I test it, to be honest with you, is I sample it to my coffee shops. I sample it to the coffee shops because they really have the best take on what the market wants right now. And so they'll give me the feedback.
That makes sense. If anybody is listening to this program right now who's thinking about opening up a restaurant or a coffee shop, would that be your ideal customer to say, give you a call to see if you can provide the pastries for that business?
Absolutely. Many times they just end up hearing about us by word of mouth or Googling us. And we'll get these phone calls just out of the blue. And it's such a blessing to sit back and be able to interact with people and help them build their company and grow with them. It's a wonderful relationship that I enjoy cultivating.
I can imagine. You're saying with the economy, you just say it's kind of in a slump, but all in all, you're still running strong. You've got fewer employees than you had, say, years ago or months ago or whatever, but you're still going strong as far as the business.
Absolutely.
Very good. So you see the business as just being strong 4 or 5 years down the road, David?
That is my hope and my prayers.
Yes. Where would you like to open your first coffee shop?
We haven't given a lot of thought about that. We were tentatively looking at a spot down in Hillsboro. And actually, Duke University has opened up a new office building near downtown. And we were looking at a spot actually right next to it. We thought it was going to be a key location, putting a bakery in the front, putting putting a coffee shop in the front and the bakery in the back. The owner has passed away, plans are on hold for now.
Oh, yeah. Hillsboro would be so special for another coffee shop, but still.
Yeah, slash bakery. That was going to be our appeal.
Slash bakery.
Is to have the baked goods right there in the shop front.
How do you maintain your boyish figure being around those sweets all day?
Dieting, self-control, discipline, some exercise, and really, after a while, you really don't want to eat sweets as much as you used to when you're around them all the time. Yes.
I remember working at a Woolworth candy shop as a youth, and I didn't want to see any more candy because you just got sick of it.
You're absolutely right. That is absolutely true.
I can imagine. Do you have a passion for baking?
I do. There's no doubt. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I put the research and development bakery in my home, where I was actually doing it every evening, trying to come up with these new recipes. And what's neat is I was then able to really cultivate relationships with my neighbors in the neighborhood, because we would invite them in and they would be my test dummies.
There you go.
They would enjoy, especially during the summertime.
They must have loved you, David.
I can't deny it.
Let's take another break, and we come back for our third segment. Let's just hear a little more about Sweet Jane's Bakery. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest today is Mr. David Grant, manager of Sweet Jane's Bakery. Please stay with us.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. David Grant, who is the manager of Sweet Jane's Bakery. David, with all you have going on, I'll bet you've got some competitors out there. Who are your biggest competitors?
Well, the public would really be surprised as to how much competition we truly have. We have competition everything from the grocery store bakery to Sam's Club and Costco, and even food service companies that ship stuff from plants that produce cases of cakes at a time.
I imagine the quality you produce, though, has got to be superior to those mass-produced baked goods.
This is true. That's what sets us apart. That's the appeal that we're trying to let the public know, is truly we're a scratch-to-order bakery. We want to create something when you're ready for it. We don't want to keep it sitting on a shelf in our freezer or our cooler.
That makes a lot of sense, but that tells me there has to be a lead time involved for any orders. What is the suggested lead time? You mentioned the first segment, but tell us again lead times for our orders.
Well, it really depends on how big of an order that is, and it could depend on how special the order is. You know, if it's a wedding cake, then give us a month. If it's a couple of muffins, you could give us a day or two.
I hadn't thought about wedding cakes. So if the bride says, I want a very, very special cake, we see all these shows on television with these fabulous wedding cakes, can you get fancy with some of the wedding cakes, or are you more structured?
Yeah, we're a little more structured. We're not quite doing it to that degree.
Okay,
That person was Sweet Jane, and she's no longer
with us.
She was the one that had that ability.
Wow. What are your top three bestsellers, David?
I would have to say probably our country-style menu coconut cake. A new one that just came out, our lemon buttermilk pie, and always a wonderful hit, our chocolate decadence cake. It's a flourless torte that's to die for.
Just the name alone makes us salivate. I have to tell the audience, the order that I placed, we're talking about big pieces of scones, big cookies, big cupcakes, sizable, that are delicious in terms of making folks happy with baked goods. So kudos to you, David, for what you're providing here.
Thank you.
Please tell us again your contact information.
Again, our telephone number is 919-544-1313. And our email address is sweetjanesbakery@yahoo.com. No capitals, no spaces, and no punctuation. Thank
you. Jane's Bakery. Got it. Well, in the last few seconds that we have, just tell us your day-to-day. Do you ever get tired? Do you ever think, I don't want to smell another cake, I don't want to smell another cookie? How do you deal with day-to-day-to-day baking?
Well, it is what I do. And I've gotten to a point where I don't want to do anything else. This is what I do. And I think I have a crew that are just as committed to that.
That's your passion. Is your bride involved in your business at all?
She would like to become more so. She does come in and help with some paperwork, some computer work at times if I really get swamped. I think she's always wanted to get involved with a little more of the cake decorating. We'll see what the future holds.
Well, I can just tell that your passion, David. The audience, if you could see David's eyes just glow as he talks about his business, you can just tell that this is a business this man belongs in. And we're delighted to have you as part of the Triangle, part of Chapel Hill, part of Orange County. Thank you so much, David, for coming to speak to me today.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. My guest today has been Mr. David Grant, manager of Sweet Jane's Bakery. Check him out. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.
Today's Business with Sharon Hill, a special presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com.